there's been lots of debate whether Donald Trump is fit to serve as president of the United States. There are questions about his character, and there are concerns about whether he's up to the rigors of the job. I mean, it's more than hosting a TV show. Being president is no cakewalk. Just consider this brief description of a typical presidential day. The president's official day begins with a daily brief. It provides the president with sensitive intelligence on international matters and events. The president then moves on to a series of meetings, briefings with his cabinet officers, meetings with White House staff, and congressional leaders. Most days also involve delivering remarks to one or more group of citizens. Various press events are also part of the schedule. Other important events may include meetings with foreign leaders and may include hosting a state dinner. Now, the president's out-of-town schedule is also quite grueling, including official visits to important allied countries, participation in international meetings, as well as political events in key states. Sound enticing so far? Well, imagine a day in which the president must deal with an intelligence report of a planned terrorist attack, a crisis in the Middle East, dire financial news from Europe, or a domestic hot-button issue. There's been lots of questions whether Trump is fit to be president. But one thing is clear. He's not afraid to take on the job. How about you? Would you be willing to accept such responsibility? Most of us, I think, wouldn't want to make the sacrifice. Most of us wouldn't feel that we have the skills or the abilities, the stamina or the personality that the job requires. Well, you can all breathe easy. You can all relax. No one is going to ask you to be president. But sooner or later, someone is going to ask you to do something, well, difficult, challenging, something you aren't exactly prepared for. How will you respond then? Will you give it some serious consideration? Or will you immediately sweep it aside, write yourself off because, well, you just don't have the necessary skills or requisite qualities? There can be wisdom in saying no to jobs that are outside of our areas of competence. And yet Jesus has this habit of inviting his followers to join him in deep waters outside of our comfort zones. You already heard today's gospel lesson. Jesus has launched out into his public ministry and has drawn a big crowd out on the beach beside the lake of Gennesaret, the Sea of Galilee. Now, I am told, I've been there, I haven't seen this myself, I am told that on the sea near Capernaum, there is a sequence of steep inlets, with each inlet forming a natural amphitheater, and that to this day, if you get in a boat and push out from the shore, you can talk in quite a natural voice, and anyone on the slopes of the inlet can hear you clearly, more clearly, in fact, than if you were right there with them on the beach. Jesus has launched out into his public ministry and has drawn a big crowd on the beach at the Sea of Galilee. Needing a good PA system, Jesus asks a group of nearby fishermen to take him out onto the lake. And so the fishermen relaunch their boat, and Jesus delivers his teaching. And when he is finished, when it is all over, he turns to them again. He asks them, this time, to head out into the deep water and to let down their nets. Now, you will recall that when Jesus approached them, these men were just getting off shift, cleaning their nets after a fruitless night of fishing. They granted Jesus' request to take him out into the water that morning, but now this teacher wants to help them with their trade? I mean, at the wrong time of day, when they already know, when they've already been out looking for fish and haven't caught any, when their nets have already been cleaned. It sounds like an absurd request. So when Jesus asks them to do this, Peter reminds Jesus that they were working all night and didn't catch a single minnow. All the same, maybe because he was impressed with Jesus' sermon, Peter says that they'll honor the request, that they'll, well, what the heck, they'll just give it a shot. What follows is something that none of those fishermen expected. When they brought those nets up again, they weren't empty. Nor did they just grab a few fish. Those nets were overflowing, so full that they were starting to tear apart. Even when they got help from the shore, the haul was almost too big to manage. The boats were so full, they started to sink. Peter saw this, and he was afraid. I mean, he was terrified. There was no natural explanation for this. It could only be the hand of God. And so, like prophets of old, Peter crumbles in his unworthiness. "Master, leave," he begged. "I'm a sinner and can't handle this holiness." Instead of giving any time to Peter's sins, Peter's unworthiness, Jesus calls him to a new job, a new vocation. "Don't be afraid, Peter. From now on, you'll be catching people." Catching people. Well, what does that mean? Sneaking up behind them, putting a bag over their head? Catching people. It's helpful to get a little clarity about that task Jesus is giving to Peter. And it's interesting to know that the word Jesus uses, i.e. catching or taking alive, is used in the Septuagint, the Greek Old Testament, for saving the lives of people from danger. Catching, saving. Less the job of a fisherman, maybe more the job of a lifeguard. Catching people, it's quite the task, the calling that Jesus is placing before Peter. I mean, Peter's work so far has been getting food to market, not saving lives. If someone had offered him that job earlier in the morning, I'm sure he would have laughed it off. Laughed it off with his co-workers. "The only kind of saving I'm doing is for my vacation." But as Peter looks at the hundreds of fish littering those boats, overflowing those boats that they had dragged up on the shoreline, how could he refuse? Sooner or later, someone is going to ask you to do something that, well, you never imagined doing. So how will you respond? Will you give it some serious consideration? Or will you immediately write yourself off as lacking the requisite skills and necessary qualities, saying no because the task is scary, it's just too big for you? Now, there is wisdom in saying no to jobs that are outside our areas of competence. You should be afraid if you see me gearing up for surgery at the hospital next door. There's wisdom to saying no to jobs that are beyond our competence or capacity. And yet, as this story reveals, Jesus often beckons people to join him in deep waters, to go beyond their depth, to move outside their comfort zones. I mean, Jesus doesn't call Peter and company because they've exhibited gifts and graces for apostleship, let alone fishing. Peter is not called to catch people because he will be good at it, but because Jesus can do it through him, just like Jesus did with those fish. Has Jesus been asking you to step out in faith, to venture into those deeper waters? Have you been ignoring him, pretending, well, that you didn't hear the call? The reality is that Jesus isn't always looking for our skills, our giftedness. Sometimes Jesus is just looking for our availability. I mean, when he was looking for disciples, it's interesting. I mean, he didn't go to the local seminary. He went out on the beach. Please don't go out this morning and blindly accept the next opportunity that's placed before you. Pastor Steve, someone invited me to volunteer for PAC Chair. I'm going to say yes, because if someone's asking, then, well, it must mean God is calling. No, there's going to be lots of opportunities that will be placed before you this week. This isn't an invitation to blindly accept each and every one of them, but it is an invitation for serious discernment, especially when those tasks seem too big or too scary to manage. You see, while you may not feel competent, Jesus is more than adequate, and God will graciously work through you. May we all discover this to be true. Amen.